give thanks to God because this beautiful time that the Lord has given us, John. What a comfort to be one of those God purposes that they should draw nigher to Himself. We are here worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ without compromising. And we are here to worship the Lord Jesus Christ because we have got nobody worthy to be worshipped is Christ and Christ alone. The only people that see that there is nowhere and nobody worthy to be exalted are the only one that their eyes has been opened and see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And
before it pleased God to open the eyes of the sinner, that sinner depends and believes in himself. He creates hope on the hopeless. It ends up to be a sinner without hope. He acts, he does whatever seems to be good to him while it's just done before the Lord. But when he praised God to reveal Christ in the one, is when he sees that there is nowhere and nobody worthy of praise. Christ alone is worthy. Last week, we were in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 19. Whereby we see the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we cover some other things, the stages of Christ Jesus. The stages of our Lord Jesus Christ, his life while on earth. And we understand these stages. The first and second are the physical stages of our Lord Jesus Christ that makes multitudes of people to cling to that so that they should be blinded to the exact and the truthful things of Christ.
Multitudes
of people create false religion upon trusting the physical appearance of Christ Jesus and the fact that it ends there.
And one bill to Makamandi and a country in Bezozao, Pamagawa, Minewawa, Amina Manga, and Monik to Ajay, Christ Mungamun to me, Nibo Ama Ana, as the people of America who are living in Sokolo.
What I'm trying to come up with is this.
The medical question of photo was a teacher.
When Christ was on earth, he does all miracles, not as the center of the gospel, not as the center of worshiping, but just to create the attention of the people to him, so that himself to the people.
Ambuye Yesu tu ali mzigo lapa mzuri anachita zoma mwisa zoma zimena ama jichiba kumakosu kala kumakosu kala kumakosu kala kumakosu kumakosu kala kumakosu kala kumakosu kala kumakosu kala kumakosu kala kumakosu.
But the opposite thing is that the way of Christ that him does miracles makes the people to think that it's what was the gospel. That's, they were misled now, the people. There are many people were misled of themselves.
Mwone kusepa ni ito kukano, kusiana kwa choringa jambu Yesu, choringa zawani, mwone kwa mwone kandi hapa. Kwa mwene kwa zikuwa mwone kwa mwone zina jitiga, ampu anakazi kika mwene mkumaona ngani, mwene zozo, utenga wene unu wabu ino. Kwa mwene mwene kwa mwene kwa mwone zina woka.
This doesn't mean that Christ misled the people, but because the people are blind, they never comprehend the things of Christ in its spiritual standard. People fool themselves with these claims to be miracles, and even other denominations are creating their names, sounds like gospel names, miracle church of God, miracle so of God. But the truth is, Christ is the gospel, not any other thing.
But
let us see the sovereignty of our Lord Jesus Christ from verse 19 that we read last week.
Kumano watadenti wane ni sobano, ulamundo waji wa Christ nipa mfuzage, mungati wane ilahamu, nipa nanti ni minesina wenga ujiata.
He said, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, whether the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst,
and said unto them,
peace be unto you.
Yesu pakati pawo nani nanawo.
Here we see that without Christ there is fear.
Ndiyapa tikuona kuti Yesu Kristu pamakhala mantha.
Wheresoever there is no Christ, there is fear. That's why Christ, when he saw this, that fear is upon the people, if he is not there, he first preaches to the people on Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Because
the other thing that we saw here, fear gathered the people together in the house. So they were hopeless. With that kind of hopeless having hopeless, makes them to gather together, having nowhere to go, but just to close themselves in the
house.
But look here, Bible says, Christ came to the people, the
fearing
people in the house. Which means Christ is the strength of the weak people and the fearful people. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says,
Padu mudzalandi mphambu zvikumoera akadzapa ino ivo mudzakapo mudzanga Yerusalemu ndimuyudea rose ndimusamariya kusvikira malekezero acho adziko.
Here we see when Christ was to ascend to heaven.
Iyi tinayi nthawi imene Ambuye Yesu akukwera kumwamba.
He knew that when he is away from the people, fear will encounter the people. All the people have fear and closed themselves in the house. He knew that without him being present, they can do nothing in themselves. Instead, he told them to wait upon the Lord, waiting upon the promises of God. They are to give break to whatever they were doing and waiting to what God come up with.
Maloma yake anthu anaenera kuembekeza pambuye komanso kuembekezera pamalonjezano onse ambuye anthu anafunika kukhala kae.
When we are saying about waiting, it's like somebody is driving the car, so is to wait, is to give brake to the car and stop, so that he should wait for something that is more powerful than him, the driver and the vehicle, to come up with the solution and the direction. So he told the people to wait so that they shouldn't proceed with their words, they shouldn't proceed with their minds, they shouldn't proceed with whatever they think to be, because fear has covered the people. In other words, he taught them not to proceed because there were more flesh in everything. So Christ, when he came with the word of strength, he came with power so that they should proceed, now they should start doing the work of moving. Which means it's Christ who give them power to move at first they were powerless. Look to the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Says that after waiting upon the Lord, there is power that will come from God to empower them so that they should move forward. Then is when there will be the witness in Jerusalem, that is Judea, in Canaan, in Samaria, and as well as to the uttermost part of the world. Which means without this power, without the Spirit of God, nobody can witness the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to that revealed in the scriptures. Many claims to be the true worshippers without the power, they are just lying to themselves, fooling themselves. But the truth is, let Christ come upon your heart so that he should empower you. Then is when you be a witness, you preach him without compromise. To conclude on this point, without Christ there is compromising in all things. And those that believe that uncompromising message are compromising people. And those compromising people that live together, they are adultery worshippers. Nothing good will come from those people. So they are not serving this true gospel, this true Christ that is revealed in the scriptures, that is the true gospel that sets people free. So when we go back to the book of John chapter 20, now verse 20 says, And when he had so said, he showed and told them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Again, there is 2-3 things that is found here very mysterious. Number one is reflected from verse 19, whereby Christ was found in their midst without using the rags, walking in the presence of the people, because the doors were shut and closed. So the founding of Christ in the closed area, in the closed house, again, it was very mysterious. Which means people get marveled on Christ Jesus. And after being marveled, Christ is coming now with the message to the people. What was the message? The message of peace. I am the peace of the people. I am the peace of the elect. If you have me, if I am with you, you are without fear, you have peace. And if the peace of the Lord is with you, then you fear nobody, you take bold in everything, You preach without compromising.
Ndipo ngati mtendero umene uli mwa iwe mawu amene ali mwa iwe amtendera amene umakhala munthu amene ndi womasuka ulibe mantha malo ako umayima ndi kulalikira uthenga wabwino osaopa kanthu.
Secondly, after preaching peace to the people, he showed his hands and his side and told the people.
Chinthu chachiwiri mwatichiona pambuyo pakulalikira mtendere anawaonesapo anthu akuti manja ake komanso mchiti mwake.
Why was his hands and sight is to be shown to the people?
Koma chifukwa ndikulali koyenera kunena kuti manja ake komanso mchiti zake zionesedwe kwa anthu awa.
Is to prove himself that he is 100% the one who came first and preached to the people.
Ababa makachitira umboni iye mwini kukadzionesera kuti ndiyeyo ndithu athunthu amene ana pachipiri auza ndikakubwera kutaula ndikuti.
But B was to translate himself from the physical Christ to the spiritual Christ.
Kuti anthu awuzatu kuti iyeyo amakadzionesera yekha kuzitanthauzira kuchokera ku Yesu Khristu wathu uja kukavumbuluka yekha kuwaonesera anthu Yesu wauzimu sopano.
He was to transform the mindset of these people that you know the physical Christ, then now there is the spiritual Christ to whom you are to know and preach.
Ndiponso amakawasinthatu maganizo a anthu aja kunena kuti inuyo mmakazi wathu Yesu Khristu wathupi koma tsopano ufika uzindikira Yesu Khristu wauzimu kutimlandira iye.
He was sealing the gospel that from today forward there is only one basic, one foundation, one gospel that you are to preach. Is this Christ whom has hands and his side pierced and put into burial and resurrected. Now preach Christ and him crucified.
Ndiponso tu amakayi kachizindiro kuwasimikizira mmene uthenga wabwino kufunika kulalikiridwa kunena kuti pali Yesu Khristu mmodzi yekha amene ndiye maziko amene ndiye chiyambi ndi makhaziko aje a uthenga wabwino amene inuyo mufunika kumpa kumulalikira amene iyeyo anaphedwa anapachikuta anayikidwa m'manda ndipo anauka kwa akufa.
Thirdly, he wants to prove himself because it was so easy at that time because they were having much fear to worship other things in the name of Christ Jesus.
Ndiponso iyeyo kunali kofunika kuti akadzionesere yekha kuti akachitire umboni kwa iwo aja popeza ophunzira aja anali ndi mantha akulu ndiye mʼmalo mwake kunali kosavuta kuti akhoza kupeza mtima ndiyamba kumapembeza Yesu Khristu wina.
It was very easier if somebody can come in the name of Christ. They can easily believe him because they were at the situation whereby they were hopeless, having nobody to protect them. So they were in need of the protection. That's why they clinged themselves and closed themselves tight in the house.
Ngechifukwa cha mantha amene ophunzira anali nawo kunali kosavuta kukopedwa mtima kuti akhoza kubwera munthu wina ndi kudzitchula yekha kukhala Yesu anthu aja kukwanitsa kumupembeza iyeyo chifukwa cha mantha amene anali nawo chifukwa yekha anafunika anthu awa munthu amene ali wowatonthoza kapena chiyembekezo wapope chiyembekezo munthawi imene anthu awa alibe chiyembekezo.
Because fear protects things that were to be done upon the betterness to be accepted in a worse way.
Chifukwa apa kunali kukakhazikisa njira yotetezera zinthu zimene zikanatha kukopedwa kapena kuwonongeka chifukwa cha mantha.
So fear is a major weapon that even destroys the mindset of the people.
Mantha ndi chinthu chachikulu kwambiri chimene chimatha kusokoneza maganizidwe akunthu.
Fear brings worries.
Ndiye mantha amabweretsa nkhawa.
So worries brings distraction.
Ndipo nkhawayo imabweretsa chisokonezo.
So Christ was to prove himself that he is 100% the one who came first so that these people shouldn't believed other things.
Chifukwa chakambo Yesu anayenera kukadzionesera pamaso pa anthu kukadzidzira umboni kuti ndiyeyo ndithu Yesu Khristu wathunthu kuti anthu awa asakhulupirirenso zinthu zina.
I remember one day when I was preaching from the book of Ruth. I said that Naomi told Ruth to stick fast where Boaz was sleeping. And she should knew the exact Boaz where he is to sleep right.
Ndikumbukira kuno nthawe kumalalikira kuchokera mbuku la Rute ndimalankhula kuti Naomi anamuuza Rute kumuuza zonena kuti iyeyo akhale maso kuonetsesa pamene pamene atagone Boaz ndiponso amusindikire kuno kwino Boaz weni wendiyo.
Because it would have been easier, so very easier, for Ruth to cling to the boy's man that works under Boaz, looking like Boaz, so he would be clinging to the boy. So your eyes should look fast on Boaz without compromising.
Chifuwa tu kunali kwa savuza kuti Rute akhoza kukopeka mtima ndi kumakakamira anyamata ena pena kuoneka ngati Boaz nchifukwa anafunika kuti akhale maso kuonesesa ndi kumzindikira bwino Boaz weniweni.
Now the truth is Christ is not related with anything.
Ndeno choona chake chenicheni chona kuti Yesu Khristu usamafanisidwa ndi kena kalikonse.
Christ is not resembling meaning something while he is something.
Ndiponso Yesu Khristu ameneyo samadzibisa kumadzionekesa ngati kanthu kena kake ayi.
The original Christ, the real true Christ, is 100% himself, and nobody can differentiate him with other things or make him similar with other things. He is original and true real Christ.
Ndi Yesu Khristu ameneyo ndi iyeyo ndithu athunthu ndipo iyeyo samadzibisa kudzibisa yekha mukanthu kena kapena kubisira mchigo pachina chake ndipo kulibe munthu amene akhoza kufanizira ameneyo ndi kanthu kena kakale popeza iyeyo ndi Yesu Khristu ndithu wathunthu.
So look here, Christ was to prove himself, I am the Christ whom you crucified, look my arms, look my sides, reflect the true Christ whom you crucified. This is another message that used to preach that we are preaching Christ, the crucified one.
Ichitu nchifanyaka ambuye Yesu anazionesera kudzivumbulusa iye yekha kuti onani manja anga onani mchitu mwanga ndipo mudziwe kuti ineyo ndiye Yesu Khristu weniweni ujayo umene uri kukati kutipereka umboni komanso kukapereka uthenga weniweni kuti ndipo yambaniso pano kukachita uthenga wabwino wa Yesu Khristu komawo pachitidwa.
Number two, he showed them his side. Why is his side? Because the church of Christ came from the side of Christ.
Chinthu chachiwiri kunafunika kwambiri kuti akawaonese mtiti mwache chifukwa chati kuchoka wonekera mtiti pakuti mpingo wache unatuluka unabadwa kuchokera mtiti mwake.
Because when the soldier came and pierced his side, we see water and blood come out from the body of Christ Jesus. That reflect or short or meaning the birth of the church of Christ.
Pajadu ali pamtanda pamene msilikali anabwera ndikugwaza mchiti mwake tinaona pamene pokunena kuti munatuluka magazi ndi madzi amene amakaonekera kubadwa kwa mpingo wache wa Yesu.
Again, he was showing them his side, fully to let them know that you come from this side, you are arrived because of this side. Now I've come to let you know that you are arrived, I've given birth to my church, the living church, and you are my church.
Ndiponso kunafunika kuti ambuyeso aonese anthu mtindi mwache kukawasindikizira kuona kuti iniyo munabadwa kuchokera mtiti mmene muno mmalo mwake onati kuchokera mmalo mmene munabadwa ndipo mmene mundi mmene mpingo wanga unabadwira lero kuti ndiponu chifukwa cha mtiti mmene muli ndakupangani kukhala mpingo weniweni wathunthu.
Before we proceed, you can look verse 19. That when these disciples were having fear, it means they had much sorrow and hopeless, fearing, having worries, nothing good was at their side.
andisabirira taona zvimwe zvikuonesa yakera makamaka mutimege ya 19 kunena kuti anhu ava vachipachamanta amene anali nawo anhu aanali achisoni anhu aanali kukawa anhu aanali opanda chiyembekezo chifachamanta amene anali kuwaja pajanali kakasi.
Now let us see what people did after seeing the sign, the hands and the word from Christ about this, what happened to the people.
That is point number four.
They were glad.
Why glad? Because
they have heard Christ. They have seen Christ. Christ is the joy of his own
people.
Because the last sentence of 20 fully concludes by saying that when they saw the Lord is when they were glad. Why glad? Because they saw the Lord. How did they saw the Lord? Because the Lord himself opened their eyes to see him. How can we say that these were blind? Number one, they were in the house, which means the house covered them so that they could see nothing outside. This is a simple symbol of blindness.
Because
if the house covered them, it means the house protected them to see things that were outside. Now, because the house protected them to see things that were outside, that is blindness. They were blind over the things outside the house. That's why for them to see Christ, it makes Christ just to come inside the house because there is a blockage, there is a hedge that is preventing them to see Christ. Let Christ just jump in automatically, spiritually, in a divine way, so that they shouldn't understand what has happened. But when he will just enter within me, they might see him, then their eyes will be opened to Christ.
The
coming of Christ within the house while the doors were open or closed is the opening of the eyes of the disciples to Christ himself so that they might see him. The question might be, what have you seen? Because when these people saw Christ, they were glad. Even Abraham was glad to see the day of the Lord. Which means Christ is our joy. Christ is our strength, and we are glad in it. He is our direction and He is our everything. They saw the Lord and the Lord brought gladness to them. Which means when they saw the Lord, all the fears that were with them ran away, freeing from the Lord. He is the chaser of their fear. What a blessing to be one whom the Lord opened the eyes so that he might see the Lord. Christ says, see my hands and my side. The seeing of the hands and the side was creating the foundation of the revealing of the resurrected Christ as the only true gospel that is one to preach without compromising. The joy came to the people when they saw the exact Christ who had hands and side pierced, meaning the resurrected Christ, is when the joy came to the people. We rejoice in the revealed and the resurrected Christ, the crucified one. Our joy is in the resurrected Christ Jesus. Preach Christ without compromise, the resurrected one, the crucified one. Then your heart will be nourished and rejoice. Even the hearers will rejoice too. That's why when we sing the songs that is speaking about the exact Christ, the crucified and the resurrected, the one having hands and side feast, we rejoice in it.
Because